Saturday, the 9th of August, 9:40 a.m. Bit of a lying in bed this morning, but that was because we were up at 4:30 yesterday morning to go along to the car boot sale. So I thought that we were going to lie at least till 9:30, 10:30. But we have someone coming down to the house about 10:30. Relative. And I was quite happy just to lie till at least 9:30. But my wife decided at 8:30 she wanted to get up and get washed and get her cereal and tea, etc., before he comes down. And that's the reverse of what normally happens. Normally it's me that wants to get up and she gets annoyed if I get up too early. So I'm standing here with my eyes closed, swaying back and forth. Oh. But I wasn't feeling too great last night. Terrible pains in my back, right across the small of my back from one side to the other. And I've noticed I was beginning to get a bit of a sore palate. You know what you get when you're about to take a head cold or something, that tender part of the roof of the mouth. So even swallowing lovely hot tea last night, you could feel the discomfort. So this morning it's worse. I thank the Lord my back is better. And I don't know why I had a sore back, because I've been humping this stuff for long and weary. All my joints and muscles and tendons and ligaments and sinews and everything else are all trained. They're all battle ready. So I don't know why I had this sore back last night. Getting out of bed during the night, which I did last night, unfortunately, was very painful. But as I said, at the moment it's easing off. It's actually not too bad now, so I'll look after it and it'll be fine. Strange thing was that my wife said that she... I asked her why she got out of bed early, and she made... Well, I won't say she made the excuse. She said because she had a sore back. But anyway, apart from that, I slept pretty well. I know I tossed and turned a lot last night because off the back. But I'm feeling better. Although my throat, my palate's still tender. Tea, and I was about to take a great big spoonful of honey this morning and sip it very slowly, and the carnie had went off in its pot. So no honey for me this morning. So I was feeling okay, I was feeling fine, the back was easing off. I went into the shower after having my coffee, which was really nice this morning, because that really helped soothe that tender palate. And then I went into the shower and thoughts of a family relationship. Came into mind, as it often does, but this morning I couldn't shake it off, and there was me in the shower, just getting myself all yes. You think you can deal with things. You think that you can be dismissive, or you think that you can control your emotions because you think you can. Reality, your thoughts often grab you and tear at you from within. And for all those times the thought comes into your head and you can dismiss it and can move on very quickly within your head, there's always a time, like this morning, where it's snuck up behind you and grabbed you with both hands and won't let go, not for a while at least. So I spent the whole of my showering ablutions with thoughts and scenarios of this playing about my head. And I haven't opened my eyes yet since I stood here. I'm trying to focus on what's around me, the sounds and the feel of cold, cooling air, not unfortunately the feeling of sunshine on my face, but not yet anyway. I'm just trying to blend in, as it were. And sight can also distract from your thoughts. In fact, I guess sight always distracts from your thoughts because you may be trying to concentrate on something and it only takes one movement distraction to take you away, even albeit momentarily, from your train of thought. Now I have to open my eyes because I'm going to open the shed door to remind myself to try and get in the habit of sitting in there for wee bits during the day. If I don't open the shed door, I won't remember. And even if I write it on a bit of card, the card will just get lost amongst the other deck of cards that's sitting there.